Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Oliver Bixby, and this is the People Talk Podcast for Thursday, August 16th, 2018. What's happening? How's it going? I'm doing all right to myself here. Just waking up. Just trying to get my, in the right headspace here. Don't mind me. I'm just recovering from, long night of dreams. I was doing this thing where I like to, I just had like some YouTube videos going on my phone last night as I was falling asleep. And then, of course it just like keeps auto playing like the next thing and the next thing. And something that came up in the middle of the night or something was just, it was just like some dude talking for the whole video. And I must have been able to hear it perfectly because I incorporated it into my dream because I just like woke up like, I can remember it was like some inspirational speech or something. But I had like made some character in my dream speak that. So that was kind of cool. I'm going to just start doing that on purpose now. Finding really good like, good speeches or something on YouTube. Just fall asleep to them and just like start a movie going in my head. Well, it's mid-August, so it looks like it's time to start checking in on Major League Baseball and seeing where we are in the standings here. Now that summer is coming to a close. All right, where are we at here? Brewers are second in the Central Division. Three games behind the Cubbies. One game ahead of St. Louis. That's pretty tight. I don't know. Not liking that so far. How are we looking division-wise? We're about middle of the pack. Over 500. 553. That's decent. Respectable. We're into the, I feel like we're actually into the days of Brewers just being like an over 500 team rather than just always striving to hit 500. Maybe we finally broken that barrier. Who's the strongest out here though? I mean, American League just has, just much more stronger standings here. We got the Astros on top of the AL West. And we got the Red Sox. Jesus. Batting 700 out here. 10 games over the Yankees in the East. Well then, I had no idea the Red Sox were doing that well. Wow. Okay. So Red Sox are going to be a tough nut to crack there in the playoffs. What's always fascinating to me, too, is like how quickly teams that were really good can fall. Just like year over year. I mean, I remember when the Rangers were like always like a very good team, and now they're at the bottom of the pile there. Royals are at the bottom. They won the whole thing not too many years ago. All right, maybe we give it another week or two here before we start getting crazy over the baseball. There's too many games. There's just too many games. Couldn't pay attention to them. Can't pay attention to them all, even if you try. It's just that weird part too. I'm just starting preseason NFL. You can't really get excited about that. I mean. Unless you're hardcore again, which I am not, I'm looking for a serious contending team to root for, though. That's for sure. I should probably start digging in there, trying to find something. Man, I apologize here if I seem to be out of it, I not on purpose, but I haven't checked in on any like social media. Haven't watched the news. In like a couple weeks. Like I've always got Twitter open. I've always got Twitter open pretty much daily. But even Twitter, I took off a couple days this week. And last night I jumped on Facebook and Instagram for a few minutes for what felt like the first time in weeks. It felt fantastic. It felt fantastic. I was like, I wasn't missing anything. You know, sometimes you can get like so wrapped up checking those things constantly. I swear to God, I challenge you to just forget about it. Just pick one. Just pick like Instagram, like especially for me. Like there's no reason to go on there. There's almost no reason for that site to exist. That app should be used by people who are extremely good at photography to show off their extremely awesome photography. And that's mostly who I follow. It's like people who are just like good at photography or like wildlife stuff, or people who could take like very good travel shots. Like I'm not there for your like shots of what you're eating for dinner. And I shouldn't post. I certainly shouldn't post because I know most of the stuff I post is just the most random garbage. It's just the most, it's like anything that I find amusing or clever, which is just not a good reason to use that app. Because then if you look at your feed, it's just the most discombobulated jumble of images that doesn't say anything or tell a story. We're trying to be storytellers, you know, through our images. That sounds pretentious. No, but you got to be like good at photography, I feel. I'd like to get like a really nice camera again that, I was looking into getting a new camera because I've got like a decent camera, but it doesn't, it's like old school as far as like a digital camera. You have to like connect it to a computer. I don't have something that would just like I would want something that I can take a picture and then upload it, you know, just like a one button, like boom. Like I'm done with all these like halfway digital devices where whatever I shoot, then I have to like take the thing, connect it to a computer, transfer it over, make it look pretty, and then I can like put it out there. That seems so time consuming now. In this day and age, yeah, everything should just be like Wi-Fi connected, just one button, just boom. Which is crazy too, if you think about it, because music-wise, like digital is already such like a time saver over, you know, 40 years ago. If I was a musician alive, you know, I always like old school music, like 60s and 70s, you know, and I spend so much time thinking like, oh, if I was like back then, like the cool music I could make, dude, there's no way I would have been able to hang with it because of the time involved. They used to use tape, you know, be like recording. Dude, I mess up like 20 times in a row. If I was recording to tape and then you had to like rewind it back every time and find the right spot on the tape to start recording again, and then like cutting and slicing actual like bits of tape, I don't even know, like, I feel like I'm decent at like what I do. I don't even know how they did it. I don't even know how they did it back then. I don't even know the old way of doing it. And that's really what you should do, right? Like you should have to learn like the old school way of doing it before you do the new. Actually, what am I saying? No. Why bother? If you're not going to use it, if you're just doing digital, it's good for like historical stuff. As I'm saying that, I'm like, no. Because actually, I hated that. Like, anytime you had to do something for, I'm trying to think of like a really good example. But if anyone was like, we're going to teach you the old way of doing it, this is how we used to do it, we don't do it this way anymore. And then they teach you, like, okay, here's how we do it now. It's like, why would you bother teaching me the old way? You're just wasting time. If we don't use it, just teach me the new way and how to do it, and let's just get on with our lives and save the history lesson. I remember this one job I had. It was about 10 years ago now. So I was working at a newspaper, just the local paper, and I was doing ads, like the ads that you see in the newspaper. So it would be like the actual, ads that you see on the sides of the newspaper, and then also the ads on the website, like on the sides. And that's what I was good at, was like the online stuff, right? Because that's the only thing I knew. But then, of course, I learned like what the process was for the stuff in like the physical paper. And oh my God, the way that they used to lay out a newspaper. I mean, obviously they just use like an Adobe program today and just go scoot everything, just click and drag, like you're collaging with your mouse. But back in the day, they had to, they're like cutting and pasting legitimately, like with scissors and like piecing a whole newspaper together. It was ridiculous. I think I'm oversimplifying it, but that's basically what they had to do. Like, can you imagine? And then, like, what if you wanted to change something up? You have to, like, physically move it. I think this is actually the reason for the appeal of Farmville. It's like, I don't want to actually have to do the physical work of tending to my garden and farming all these things. But if I could just click, if I can just sit here and go click, 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 and make it happen, I understand it now. I understand the appeal of Farmville. Ugh. Man, somebody like shoot me references for good books to read. I'm looking for a new book. I wanted to read Questlove's newest book that came out about just like creativity, and but I have not jumped on that one yet. I just picked like an old book that I hadn't read in years, started to read it. Book was it? I don't know. I feel like my entire tastes have changed, like, enough over the last, like, 5-10 years. I don't even like the same books that I used to read. Like, I need some good books to read. Someone shout out, like, some decent reads. I need something. I seem to be in the, like, not quite, like, self-help category, but, like informational, if you will. Like, I just like reading nonfiction so much more than fiction. Like, I've never been able to read like fantasy, science fiction, things like that. I don't know, for some reason, like, if a story is made up, if it's in the fiction section, I just get this, like, why am I reading it kind of feeling now for some reason. It's like, I don't know if I'm just, like, losing my, if I just have no imagination anymore. But I'm just, like, so much, like, reality is just so much more interesting and insane to me than anything you could possibly, I mean, look at who our president is. Like, the reality is just crazier than anything you could possibly come up with. It's just so much more interesting to me. So I've never been able to get into, especially like fantasy books, like you know, Lord of the Rings type stuff. It's like, this is made up gibberish. This doesn't really happen. They did some study. Maybe I'm just entirely making this up. But I feel like they did this study where you can actually like look at how the economy is doing, and then versus like the types of entertainment that people are into, like the types of movies that they make. Like for instance, like during the Great Depression, right? Everything was like so bad. But if you look at the movies that came out during that time, it's all like, it's either just like these, you know, fantasy stories, or like everyone's having like these like glamorous parties and all this stuff. It's like 100% just not real. It's like to like get you out of, like for people who want an escape from reality, it's like escape entertainment. And I feel like maybe that's, I honestly feel like maybe that's where we're at kind of again over the past like decade. There's so much like fake fantasy, superhero, like escape reality type garbage entertainment. It's like there, you don't see any movies that make it big that are just like a really good, like take a bite out of take a bite out of reality. Like what's going on? I mean, I don't know what it would be about if there was such a movie. I'm just making an observation, just one guy here. But I don't know, for some reason I just can't do it. Like Lord of the Rings, like Hunger Games. I don't know. I don't know if there will ever be a point in my life where I'm just all about like a series of books, you know. I feel like I used to do that, like when I was a kid, right? I was pretty into Star Wars. Like I was kind of like a Star Wars kid, but now like as an adult, because like I was such a Star Wars kid, like the whole thing is ruined for me. Like this last movie was just like so terrible. And just kind of like took like my childhood and just like stepped on it with a big fat, just like, just squished it underfoot. Like the beginning of that Monty Python theme song where the giant foot just comes down and goes, like that was like my childhood being crushed. Just gone. They're making another Toy Story movie though. Did you know that? Toy Story 4? That's one of the few. I don't know how, you know? I say all these things and then somehow I pull an example out of my ass that completely goes against it. Toy Story is like one of those few franchises that remains entertaining. Maybe because they only make one every like 8 years, right? Because first one came out, 96? That's 20 years. 20 years for 3 movies. It'd be like 21, 22 years for 4 movies. It's like every five years. If you just give 5 years, you know, that's like a good band that puts out an album and then tours the world for like a year and a half, right? Big world tour. And then they don't do shit for like 2 years, right? You don't hear anything about them. And then you just see, like, if you hear anything about them, they're just on vacation somewhere in tabloids. And then you're like, what's happening with that band? And then, like, as soon as you just forget about them, you think they're not even a band anymore, then it's like 5 years later, oh, they're coming back. That's a risky move, in my opinion. Like, spending so much time between putting stuff out, like, people are just going to straight up forget you. Forget you, right? I mean, unless you're like one of the biggest names out there, then I'm sure you can do whatever you want. Like Adele can take as many years as she wants at this point between albums, right? She could put out one album a decade and it would be like the biggest album just because she like would wait that much time, right? Everybody would just be like in anticipation. It's like Adele 47. Oh my God. What's she going to be singing about? You got to put out more stuff than that, though. She needs to put out more stuff. I don't even listen to too much of her stuff, but I'm just saying she needs to put out more. Someone said, I remember reading somewhere that Adele has like a secret Twitter. Like, obviously she has her own like Adele verified that she posts on, but then she's got like another Twitter for like, you know, that's like anonymous for when she's drunk and she just wants to like vent on Twitter. I wonder if anyone would be able to like figure out, you know, her account. There's got to be a way you could like analyze her tweets from her real account and then just match them up and like pinpoint what her little secret account is. Someone did that to try to figure out who Banksy was, the artist Banksy. And it seems like a lot of people are convinced it's this dude from the band Massive Attack. I don't know what his name is. But they took like, they basically did like a CSI style investigation where they like put pins in the map of like where Banksy's art pops up. And then they like mapped like where Massive Attack went on tour and it like basically lined up perfectly. That was some really good detective work. I gotta find out whoever did that and put that together. There's like a, you know, he's probably running like the statistics. Like there's a 99.2% probability that this dude is Banksy. I gotta find out who did that. I wonder if you could hire that dude. It'd be like the dude who could do like, you know, extreme celebrity detective work like that. That'd be cool. That would be cool. Do that to like, you know, murder mysteries and stuff. Maybe I just need to like learn how to do that and just be the guy. Just be the guy that they call. Like if you ever, like I watch enough true crime documentaries with my girlfriend where it's like you'll be halfway through like this true crime episode and this guy, I swear to God, there's like two or three like really famous detective dudes that they always bring in on every one of these cases. And I know exactly when it hits because my girlfriend will just go, freak the hell out of me. It's that guy. And then it's this old German, like, CSI investigator. Well, we see the brain matter sprayed on the wall like this, so we can say definitively that it was the father. That's a really bad version. But it's like that. It's like this dude is in like every high profile case. So you just got to be that guy, right? Like the guy to call. You know, it's like Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call? Like you call that guy. Like I can't imagine what his fee is, right? Dude's got to be making bank with his little opinion. And that's the thing, it's just an opinion. Like, I mean, obviously he has like decades of experience, but he's never like, you know, running any like statistics on a computer or anything. They just like hand him a couple photographs sitting at this big table. He just looks at them and then just jump cut. Well, I can tell you that this happened. And it's like, okay. Are you just guessing that that's what happened? You just feel strongly that that's what happened? Or, you know, are you getting some sort of psychic, you know, intuition just telling you that's what happened, even though that's fake? You just have to sell it. You just have to say it, like, very convincingly that this happened, even if you're unsure. You know, just don't be unsure of anything. Just pretend like you know exactly what happened and what the answer is. I think that's how most people get ahead in life. Just acting confident that what you think is true is true. Wow, this was really great. I figured out how to just have complete confidence. Just, you know, believe your own bullshit. That's the key. Just believe your own bullshit on anything, and you will go far. Wow. This has been great. This has been really great. This episode was for me. This episode of the podcast was really for me. Okay? We took you from looking at the baseball standings to I need a new book to read. To, I don't even remember anymore. I was hearing, you know, people talking in my dreams. And now, this is how you have complete and total confidence. So, you know, sometimes this podcast works wonders. It's this is the reason I started this whole thing. Is just for myself to just talk through my own stuff here. Ugh. I'm very satisfied. Would podcast again, for sure. Man. Yeah, I haven't been doing, I've been so busy, past few weeks especially. I'm so excited this coming weekend I'll be able to get back into being creative and making music again. I'll be hanging with Kai, and we'll be working on some new hip hop stuff. Super excited there, making it happen. Man, I'm just gonna go in there, and we're gonna believe our own bullshit, and get some new songs out there, some new tunage. Man. So again, and this is like a serious request, like someone, you know, recommend me some books, like what's a good read. I'm willing to take some recs on this one. Willing to take some recommendations, you know, get into, maybe read something I wouldn't read otherwise. But now that you're recommending it, I will. Okay. All right, well, it's time for me to go and shake off this just woke up slob feeling and get some real caffeine going and spend a day just knocking around on Twitter and believing my own bullshit. So I hope you all do the same. Believe in your own bullshit. It's good for you. You know, whatever you're striving to do, just believe in yourself. Well, not whatever you do. I mean, if you're doing bad stuff, stop doing that stuff. Okay. If you're doing something creative or to help people in any way, please believe in your own bullshit and continue on. As for myself, I'm still on a journey of believing my own bullshit. All right, enough yakking. That's it for this edition of the People Talk Podcast. Everybody have a great week, and we'll catch you next week. And we'll catch you next week on the People Talk Podcast. Peace.